This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Kurt Wilson. And we're talking about cast iron today. Cast iron skillets, cast iron pots, cast iron Dutch ovens. And there are a lot of pitfalls. There are a lot of things to think about, and we're going to try to share with you our experiences so far. My grandmother passed down to my mom, who passed down to me, her cast iron pots and pans. And they are from the 1920s, 1930s. And what happened was women have been conned into thinking that it's not a good way to go. It's just too heavy. Just too heavy. Too hard to maintain. Absolutely not true. If you maintain it, and we're going to tell you how to do that during the next, or during this hour, you're going to find out that these will last centuries. Centuries.
As a point to that, when George Washington's mother died, in her will, she bequeathed her cast iron cookware to various members of the family. That's how vital these are. Let me tell you something about cast iron. First off, it didn't just pop up. Somebody had to invent furnaces hot enough to melt iron and metals, and that was around 513 BC in China and about 1100 AD in England. And then they could make molds out of sand and pour molten metal into the molds. The cooking that people did. Now, you and I talked about the Dutch ovens, and there's two kinds. There's the kind that are flat bottom, which would go on a stove, and then there's the kind that have legs, and they usually have three legs, and they're for putting on the hearth or in the fireplace to raise them off from the coals. And these same ones that they put in the hearth or the fireplace have a cast iron lid that has a ridge around it, so that you can take coals and put on top of the Dutch oven, as well as have it sit in the coals. You don't cook it necessarily in a fire. You shift the coals and push it underneath. On the reservation, this is how we cooked, and it would last. Good Lord, they'd make cakes in it. They'd make biscuits in it, and they'd cook bear meat in it. And doing it the way that you're doing, which is like a crock pot on a stove type thing, bear meat is gamey and tough. And after about 6 hours of boiling and cooking that way, the stuff just falls apart in the fork. But in 1776, a guy named Adam Smith wrote a book, The Wealth of Nations. And in it, he explains the societies cannot grow, period, anywhere in the world until they have something to cook in. And so they say, he literally says that cast iron cookware, which is the easiest stuff to make, is what has created society. And now we're using these $1.99 aluminum Teflon coated crap pans you buy over at Wally World.
Mm-hmm.
They're going backwards.
You know, I'm looking right now, Kurt Wilson, at a post on Craigslist. And it says five cast iron skillets, ROC, Republic of China, several sizes to match, $15. Now, so this guy's got on his counter for display, for our viewing pleasure, five of these skillets, if you will. And he only wants $60 for all of them. But it says They're $15 a piece. He's got a 6.5-inch skillet, an 8-inch, two 10.5-inches, and one's 11 inches. But he says four of them are from Taiwan. Now, the quality that I have seen of the Taiwanese cast iron skillets is nowhere near as good as the quality of the older vintage, wherever, Griswold, Erie. Would you agree with that?
Well, here's the dangerous thing about the cast iron in comes from China. Now, you're not supposed to do what I'm going to tell you at all, but I went and I had bought a cast iron pan. See, here's the thing. People go to the yard sales and they see this cast iron pan there. And it could be a 7-inch, 10-inch, 12-inch, 16, 18. It doesn't matter. And it's covered in crap and it's gross because the people never knew how to clean it.
Right.
And they shy away from it. Well, I'll buy them and I'll tell you the secret to cleaning them. But you get one of these China, you turn it over and you look and you say made in China on the bottom. If you were to cook something on that, let's say you clean it all up and everything, and you cook something on that, and then after you're done cooking it, you put it under running cold water, the thing will crack and fracture in half. Mm. So you've got to be careful about that. You don't ever want to do that. But the Chinese cast iron are thin. They're very, very thin, and they're done just so that people will buy them in the United States. They do not use that kind of crap in China. They don't use those kind of pans in China. I'm on Craigslist right now, and there's Griswold, tortilla griddle, right? The round one, $70. Griswold is one of the original manufacturers of cast iron. Cast iron was, let's see... I have it right here. The cast iron. See, I did a whole show on cast iron. Because people don't understand it. They don't understand what it is, why it is, or what it's for. They think it's a, I don't know, it's a novelty?
Oh, no.
No,
it's a staple.
Cast iron. Think of this cast iron, okay? So I have a gas stove, and I have this pan that I cook up, and it's a 12-inch diameter, 3-inch deep cast iron pan, and I'm cooking my beef with some seasonings in it to make tacos. So I get all that done, and I take the meat out and I put it in a bowl, and then I quickly scrape the pan, and then I start cooking my tortillas. Well, at that exact instant, all power went out. And people think, oh yeah, so power goes out, I still have gas. No, you don't, because you have secondary and tertiary electric pumps that pump the gas into your house. So the gas went out. But you know what? I didn't care. Cast iron stays hot for the next 5 to 10 minutes. So I was able to cook my tortillas on that cast iron pan that was in the process of cooling down. But you have... If you want to really get some information, you go to Wikipedia and you look up cast iron cookware. And there's way more than most people would ever imagine. Griswold, right. Walrath, Wagner, Atlanta Stove Works, Lodge. Lodge is the oldest cast iron manufacturing company in the world. They have been making it now for so long, it's ridiculous. And they still make it in America. It was in 1896 when they started. And it is the only one still made in America from that long ago. There are other companies that are now making cast iron cookware. But I'm telling you something, this cast iron cookware you get from Lodge, you can go to anywhere. Even Wally World sells it. And you can pick up a 12-inch thing for like $30, a frying pan with a lid. Now, it's rough, and we were talking about that. It's kind of rough, and they are pre-seasoned at the factory now. They used to not be. And I'll tell you how they season it. Is after they've cleaned the pan, they're on this hanging conveyor belt. And these pans go through a room that is spraying them with oil, soy oil. It's just spraying and spraying and spraying and keeping it. It's 350 degrees in that room. And that's how they... pre-treated. But the new up-and-coming cast iron companies, and forget China, they're not even in the running. That's just they're worth a dollar as an emergency. You know, that's it. Any pan made in China, I don't care how big it is, it's worth a buck. Because you don't know if it's going to fracture on you at any time. But these companies, some of these things, you're going to spend $200 for a 12-inch pan. $200. Costco sells Lodge. And those are good deal if you find it at Costco. But some of these companies. But I'll tell you a trick. And we were talking about how you said they were too rough.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about the new Lodge pans. As I've looked on the internet, I've looked at the texture of the surface. I believe it's rougher than I'd like. The ones that I've inherited from my grandmother are absolutely smooth, easy to clean, and non-stick. They don't look crusty. I mean, if you look at it, you'd say, wow, you know, it's black. It's black from the color black, but it's not black from grease stuck on, because I do something that I probably shouldn't do. I actually wash it with dishwashing detergent.
Well,
it works. It works for me, but yes, I clean it right away.
I don't care. Never use any soap on cast iron. And I'll tell you, one, you don't want to do that because you will strip all the seasoning off. And two, it goes into the pores of the iron and it'll stay there and you'll be putting it back on your food. You get a bristle brush, a round headed brush, and oil and salt.
Okay.
I don't care.
I can switch.
Yeah, I don't care how bad you do this thing. Now, you wait for the pan to cool a little bit. And you can put a little water in it to soak if you're cooking something that's kind of crudded up inside. But when you're done and you're ready to clean it, first you scrape out everything, okay? And then you take this brush, and you can use water. My wife says no, but a little bit of water in there, and you scrub with the brush real quick around, like a dishwasher brush, you know, brush. And then you rinse it out, and then you put some oil in there and sprinkle some salt, and that's what you actually are washing it with.
The purpose of the salt, is that for abrasiveness? What is the purpose of the salt?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so oil and a little salt and your brush, and you scrub it like that, and then you rinse it, and then you'll put a little oil in there, and we turn the burner on for a little bit. I want the pan to get about at least 120 degrees, and the oil will kind of pull itself into the pores. But never use any kind of detergent or soap. Never use a scraping, like a scraper pad.
Okay.
Use that soft brush.
Okay, I will switch. I'll tell you, though, the secret to cleaning them is right away.
As soon as
you use it, in the sink it goes, a little bit of water, and if you're cooking some scrambled eggs, they'll come out. It will clean instantly, absolutely instantly. And I do what you do. I put it right back on the stove, heat it up, and dry it off with the heat from the stove. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
432-6433. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. Hey, Kurt, how do we listen to you on the radio? You're a broadcaster and been doing it for a long time. How do we catch your weekend broadcast?
Well, you go to armchairsurvivalist.com, at armchairsurvivalist.com, and it'll tell you how to listen to me. If you look on the left-hand side of that page, you'll see the little nipper dog listening to the RCA Victor gramophone. That's my podcast download section. You can go there and download any of my shows of the current year. I'm on Sundays, 2 to 4, and I broadcast, out of my bunker in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to my engineer, who's the same engineer that GCN uses. He puts me up on satellites, shortwave towers. I broadcast, the Navy broadcasts me on the ships at sea, and so I never know where I'm going to end up, but that'll tell you how to listen to me. You can listen on the website, or you can do the download thing to do your phone. And I don't know this stuff, you know, all this technical downloading to the phones and pushing it to this and pulling it from there and all that crap. I'll let Todd, the engineer, figure that stuff out.
Talking about Todd Waite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Todd was engineering for us as well on satellite over North America and Europe and Africa. Good man. Wonderful guy.
Yeah. Oh, he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff. So that's how you can listen to it.
Great. So, Kurt, I'm on eBay right now. I'm looking at some vintage cast iron cooking supplies, tools. And I bought Mrs. Finelli something. And I don't normally buy things for, you know, presents. But I decided that we needed to get, she needs, a waffle maker. So I was looking, and yeah, we've got one of these electric ones, but that's not going to work. So I found a vintage, made in America, cast iron waffle maker with a base. And what happens is you open this thing, it has two, it has a top and a bottom. It's round. It's the one I bought was called a number 8. And it was made around mid-1920s, literally, in the mid-1920s. I'm looking at one that is a little nicer, made by Griswold, $144.99. Now, this is a 100-year-old waffle maker. Now, this will sit on a gas stove, and you heat it from the bottom, and then you pour in the what you're going to cook to make your waffles, and then you flip it over. It has two handles, and then you open these handles, and you take out your waffle. And this will last another several hundred years easily if you don't drop it or crack it or break it or, you know, abuse it. And so I think that this is something that I wanted to get for Mrs. Finelli. It was about $50 with shipping included to our farm. I think it's a great way to go. And there are plenty of them on eBay. You can pick them up at antique stores for about the same price. Now, the one that I selected has wire handles, meaning not wood. Now, I think wood would be a lot nicer in terms of being cool. However, I don't think it will last as long. And if I want to, you know, if I decide that this thing needs to go in the outside wood furnace for a little bit to clean it up, depending on what I see when we get it, I'd rather have the wire handles. Some of them have cast iron handles. Now, if you want, you can get a cheap one made in ROC, Republic of China, for half the price. Half the price.
You know,
but yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No, that's, and the other thing that I tell people, I don't care. I don't care what it is you get from China. It's contaminated one way or the other. I don't care if it's underwear or cast iron cookery. Before you even think to use it, you need to wash the heck out of it. But anything from ROC, any cast iron from ROC is a potential risk. When I was a kid, and you're going to like this,
totally.
When I was a kid, this friend of mine, I grew up with him, and we'd go camping all the time, and he'd make these sandwiches, and he had this little square clamp thing. It was the cast iron with a hinge on one end, and you would open, and it was flat on both sides, and you'd open this thing up, and you'd put your sandwich in it, and you'd close it down, and it had handles that were about 2 feet long that were cast iron, wrapped in wood. And you would hold it over a fire, and it would cook your whatever you put inside of that. And we used to make the best trout grilled cheese sandwiches in the world when we were up camping. And he was thinking, you know, years later, he goes, I want to make those. Nobody's making those. Well, the one he had was made in 1902, and the only ones made like that now are aluminum from China.
Yep, and be careful, because if you're looking for Dutch ovens, you might find a few of them available that are made out of aluminum. Unacceptable. Oh. Unacceptable for use in cooking. Aluminum is toxic. Kurt Wilson and I will be right back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt, I've been thinking about what my opinion is on buying some cast iron cookware. And my opinion at this point hasn't changed from what I've thought previously. Vintage is the way to go. You don't have to buy it for show quality, but vintage is the way to go because the cast iron is better, it's smoother, it's stood the test of time, and it works really well. I'd rather have that than new right now.
And I got to interject because you mentioned the word smoother, and I kept trying to remember this and tell you this, but I keep getting pushed off on a tangent. Okay. To smooth out the inside of the pans, on your drill, you have this. You can get a bit that goes in that is stainless steel bristles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you polish the inside of the pan with that. High speed, and you just polish the inside of the pan, all the inside and the sides, and just polish and polish and polish, and it'll take all the rough edges off. I used to do that for a living. I was an American steel worker, and I did that on H-beams. But that's what you do, is you polish the inside, and then you wash, then you clean it up and all that, and it changes everything. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can buy, I'm looking at eBay right now, for $27.71, I can buy a brand new Dutch oven, cast iron lid, cast iron pot, shipped, delivered, in my hands for $27.71. But I cannot buy a vintage one. I can't even get a vintage one shipped. If I got it for free, it would cost more just for the shipping.
Is that from China?
Yeah, it's a Chinese one, yeah.
Now, is that shipping from China?
No. Well, I think it's domestically. But, yeah, actually, you can get some shipped from China as well. But what I'm saying is someone who would sell one, let's say you were selling one or I were selling one on eBay, it would cost us about $30 to ship one of these pots.
Yep.
To someone. Okay? And that's the problem. So if you can get one for $30... and it's $30 for shipping, you're now at $60 for one of these. So if you can find one at a yard sale, that's probably your best bet. Now, you and I were talking about something that I think needs a little more elaboration. I have this five quarts. It might be six quarts. It's vintage, and it's what's on the stove right now cooking the Italian beef. But I did not have the lid for it. Now, you found an all-glass lid. I'm using a Revereware stainless steel lid that fits perfectly, and it works great for this particular application. But you found an all-glass solution, right, for these five-quart Dutch ovens.
Yeah, Walmart sells them. And you just measure, you know, the lip from lip to lip and the height of your at the top of your pan, whatever it is, frying pan, pot, Dutch oven, it doesn't matter, and just go to Walmart, and they have glass covers, glass lids with a mm-hmm. wooden handle in the middle of it, wooden knob, and it works perfect because then you can actually see in there what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just
and
so
you put
know,
that in the dish.
Yeah, that you can put that in the dishwasher if you want. But just mm-hmm. so you know, Vince, I have in my store in Hayden, Idaho, the Survival Enterprises store, I have a bunch of cast iron cookware, and I also have all kinds of the Revereware that my wife and I use. We've used it for 30 years, and it was about 20 years old when we got it. And I have about 50 extra lids. I don't know what happened to the pots and pans that went with them, but I got about 50 extra lids there. If you need any lids, just let me know, because I've got so many extra ones, I don't know what to do with them.
Class, if you want to contact Kurt, just go to survival, SE1, SE1.us, or you can go to armchairsurvivalist.com and you get in touch with him. Kurt, I'm so glad you mentioned Revereware. I'll tell you why. At one point in time, I believe that Revere cookware was the finest overall, best value solution you could get in American cookware, by far. In terms of simplicity, in terms of durability, in terms of easy to clean. However, through the acquisitions of the company that started manufacturing Revereware, it got of lesser and lesser and lesser quality over time, to the point where the latest version, I bought a set on eBay, and it included one of these little tiny pots that might be about a quart. This thing, they have thinned this out so much that when you
China
take this, well,
made,
I don't know about
China now.
I think this one was Indonesia.
Okay.
This particular one has the black handle. It looks like Revereware. It's got the copper bottom. It's got the stainless steel surface. It's got the rolled edge. It's got the lid. It's got everything. But if you put this empty little pan on the stove, it will fall over all by itself. It does not. It does not weigh enough. The actual metal of the pot itself is so light that the handle is heavier and it will tip over.
Yeah,
it's unacceptable. You cannot leave it alone without something in it or it will fall over. So here's the word to the wise. So, class, if you're thinking about buying a set of Revereware and it says, you know, it's got this stamp on the bottom and other stamps, and you're wondering, you know, what's what? There is a huge difference in the thickness of the metal. And what they did was they electroplated the copper bottom, and it went from, let's say, full thickness to half thickness. Half thickness of stainless steel.
Don't buy any new. You do not buy any new Revereware, period. You do not do it because it's crap. It's from China or Indonesia or some other third world country. No, you do not buy that. If you want it, and this is why people don't buy them. Because, and same thing with cast iron. They go to yard sales and go, oh, look at those pots. They're gross, disgusting, and ugly. There's secrets to cleaning and preparing and seasoning. You also have to season Revereware properly. But I went and I see this one quart, two quart, and a 5 quart pot with the lids and all the ceramic because the handles and the lids are type of ceramic. They're perfect. And she wanted $5 for them. And nobody was even looking at them because they were baked on crap on the inside and the copper looked black. So I bought them. You know how you clean them? There's a secret to all of this, and I know it all. You use oven cleaner, and you spray the pot down, and you put it outside somewhere, okay? You spray it down with oven cleaner and let it soak the garbage off as much as possible, and then you can clean the stainless steel from there. Copper bottom, secret. You might know this already, Vince, but to clean the copper bottom, you don't use abrasion. You don't use a brush. You don't use anything.
Nope.
Ketchup. You put ketchup on
it. Yeah, I was going to say cook some tomato soup and let it spill on the side.
No, you put ketchup. You buy the cheapest garbage ketchup you can find, and all ketchup is garbage. And you put it on the bottom, and you sprinkle some salt on back again to salt as the abrasion, and you just use your hand. And that copper bottom comes out like brand new, and it'll just shock you. That's what we did to all of the Revereware we have for sale over at our store. People come in and go, oh, that looks almost new. I said, well, it's about 40 years old. What? They can't believe it.
You know, so, you're right. You're right. I want to share something with you, and then Kyle's joining us from Montana. I wanted to get a few more pieces of the flatware that we have. And I'll tell you what the pattern is. It's Oneida, O-N-E-I-D-A. We've had it since we were married. And it's the same pattern my mother-in-law had. But it'd be nice to have a few more pieces. So I went to eBay to get vintage. And I wanted to clean it, you know, because I don't know how it's been used. And I put it in an ultrasonic cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And it absolutely turned vintage Paul Revere pattern flatware into magnificent, looks brand new. So you can do that, class. You can. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You know, I was thinking about you as I was cooking this morning, and I thought, you know, your wife, Sharon, probably has some really fabulous recipes, and I hope to be able to chat with her, and I hoped you'd call in, and here you are. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Kurt. Yeah, she is she's a cast iron cooking queen, I'll tell you that. She's cooked roasts and stuff on our wood stove, and just you can't imagine. I mean, whatever we've tried to do. Anyway, I was going to weigh in on something, you know, for cooking pans. Something else people might want to think about to look at. You remember a long, long time ago, they used to have that hammered heavy tin that you
yes.
could season just like cast iron. You season it the same, you clean it the same. I picked those up at garage sales. I've got a whole set of them from the tiniest one to the really, really big one. Because if you're cooking for four or five guys around hunting camp, it's just really nice to be able to, you can practically, the big one, you can throw the eggs and bacon and all in there at the same time, you know, enough for two or three guys. And so they're really handy as well. And they've got an insulated handle, and they go over a wood fire. You know, if you're out camping or something like that, they go over a wood fire really, really well.
There you go. But there you go.
Anyway, yeah, but my wife has got so many different things. If it's been done in a crock pot, practically, she has done it. I was going to mention to you too, Vince, you know, you're going to be able to go off grid here as soon as you can get all this other set up. But if it's a sunny day, you can run your crock pot, and you could even run a bread maker during the middle of the day. When you've got so much electricity, so much power coming off of them panels that it's just going to burn off in heat anyway. And you might as well use that, you know, because your solar controller is going to burn it off as heat once the batteries are full. And, you know, so you can, we've done it. I mean, with way less power, way less panels than you have and than I have now. But when we lived out on the farm, I only had 1,000 watts coming in. But when it was a full sunny day, man, you could run a bread maker, and you could run a crock pot during the day.
There you go. Yeah, I found one I really like, an electric crock pot, and my plan was to do exactly what you said, and it uses 75 watts on low. So I was thinking that would be a way to go, but it's vintage. It's made by, let me look it up, but it's on its way in. Hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. And so, Kyle, you know, we're three frugal guys right here just saving money and getting by with good quality products for way less than others might pay. And so cast iron is something that Sharon is expert in. Please ask her if she'll come on the air with me, you know, in the next few weeks and talk about some of her recipes and what really works. Would that be okay?
You bet. Hey, and speaking of seasoned opinions, like the intro into your program, I just wanted to put out there, you know, if you cook something on that cast iron, like on your wood stove or something like that, there is just something about the flavor of it that is just absolutely amazing. I don't know what it is different, but you can taste the difference. I can taste the difference between a Dutch oven and a crock pot even. And you cook soups and all kinds of things, you know. But anyway, I'll let you guys finish up the program. But sure, she's sitting right here with me, and she'd be glad to come on with you.
One last thing. I received from your family, from very young people, some handmade cards. Thank you so much. Would you please thank them for me?
You bet. That's my grandbaby, so. You bet.
Yeah. It's on the refrigerator right now. The art is on the refrigerator. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. See you, Beth. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, Kurt Wilson, we have the most wonderful friends whom we haven't met. Kyle is one. And, you know, I don't know how to explain this to our class, but we have an extended family. And people who are genuinely concerned about each other, people who will spend their time helping without their handout saying, you know, I gave you like a half hour of time and, you know, you owe me. None of that happens. It's just genuine friendship, genuine concern. And I can't explain it. Miles from Europe and I were talking about this, and I cannot explain how this has happened. Maybe it's just a bunch of independent thinkers all going in the same direction, finding out very similar things, applying similar values, and being willing to share without compensation, without any reward, without any thought of what's in it for me, from any of us.
What makes you think there's no reward?
Well, okay, there is a reward in the feeling that we've done something good.
And that's it. You know, people ask me, why have I been on the radio so long? And I said, well, it's to make up for all my evilness when I was younger. Hmm. And okay. The things that you do or don't do affect all of society, believe it or not. People don't quite grasp that, but it does. And I my shows are always based on, you know, it's only 2 hours a week. So, and I do more research than anybody in the world on my shows. My first hour is news. The second hour is always something to help people with. And I do so much research on it. And to give you an idea, Vince, I did a show on how to do spring cleaning. People don't really know how to clean their house. They don't know. So I do. And I did a whole show on it.
Yeah, 2 months later, use a rake.
Use a rake. I use a weed blower. that works, you know, a leaf blower. But 2 months later, this 12-year-old kid wrote me a letter, and he is in Saskatchewan. And he, in the letter, he says, my dad listens to you, and I listen to your show on spring cleaning. I never knew this stuff. And I wrote down every single point you did, and I cleaned our house, and my mother was astounded. And now she cleans it and does a better job than she's ever done in her whole life. And so you never know what you say is going to affect who and where.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Kerr Wilson, thank you so much for being with us today and spending your time sharing your thoughts on cast iron and trailers.
Give me a call later.
Yeah, I surely will. That's Kurt Wilson, SE1.us, SE, Survival Enterprises, SE1.us. Also, ArmchairSurvivalist.com. You can tune in on the weekend, Sundays, and I think that'd be worth doing. Again, class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.